thank you so much for coming and stopping at our table.
You're welcome.
So what were the stories that you'd thought of about the market?
Well, as I was walking around the market reflecting by the fact that I've been coming here for over 30 years, really. You know,
fantastic.
Sometimes more frequently than others. But it occurred to me that one time when I was pregnant with my first child, that we came to the market, we're enjoying the market, but then we wandered into a furniture store that used to be here called Smith and Nathan. They used to make beautiful handmade
tables. It was in Carytown?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I'm wondering if they weren't... Was this building here for very long?
I don't know about that long ago.
Because
Smith and Nathan were in
was
there.
Over there.
Doug Smith, yeah. They was in a bottom floor.
Yes.
And he had big glass windows.
Yes.
It was in that bottom floor. Yeah.
Well, I ended up purchasing one of their beautiful tables. I still have it to this day, and other family members also have them.
Mm-hmm.
But it occurred to me that as we were walking out of the shop, I turned and looked, and I said, Nathan's a really nice name. And that's how our oldest child got his name.
Oh, that's a good story.
Because we had gone to Smith and Nathan, and that stuck, and so we ended up having Nathan. And... So he gets the table.
Uh-huh, there you go.
Some point in time he gets the table.
That seems appropriate.
A piece of art. A great big piece of art.
It is. It's exquisite.
Yeah.
It's timeless.
They did wonderful
too.
Work.
It is
wonderful
beautiful.
Work.
And those. And my kids now are like 6'5", and they've moved it from one place in the house to the other for me at times, and you really get a sense of how that solid piece of wood is. But then the other thing is that we come into the market, we... got one of our most loved and long-term pets, and it was a Siamese. Someone's giving away Siamese babies.
Here at the market?
Yep, mm-hmm. Siamese cats. And little white thing with big, gigantic turquoise blue eyes, and my husband tucked it into his jacket, and we named it Iago. And that cat was... like a lap dog. And we had him for 20-some years.
Oh, that's
so,
a great farmer's market story.
Yeah. As well as the fact, of course, beautiful, you know, how beautiful it is to be here.
Mm-hmm.
In more contemporary terms, I teach fourth grade, and I've had one of the organic farmers come to my school, and they brought vegetables for 70 kids, fresh, heirloom, organic vegetables, and kids ate broccoli and things, different kinds than they've ever eaten before. And the parents were, and they brought it to the school fresh and chopped it up right there on the spot. It was really amazing as the kids went home and asked the parents to go buy these vegetables. And the parents were just shocked that here these kids had eaten these raw, you know, organic vegetables through the day, and the farmers had brought them and loved them.
What a good lesson.
And enjoyed the flavors and was going home asking for vegetables. It was part of, I had them come as part of our health and nutrition.
Good for you, unit. Then.
So, anyway.
Which farmer was that?
You know, I wish I could remember the name offhand. I'm sorry that I don't. Mm-hmm. I wish I could.
When you got your little kitty, was it down to the entrance to the into Carytown?
Yeah.
A lot of times you have animals down there in the spring. People will bring a box full of little kitties and try to give them away.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a great additional story.
Yeah. It was a spontaneous event, but it was proved to be as a great cat.
Yeah.
Just a great cat.
Sometimes that's when the best decisions are made.
Yeah. Old-fashioned, old-style kind of Siamese. You know, the ones that are a little beefier than the ones that you see today.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, thank you so much for stopping and sharing
and
with us.
My niece here from Wayne visiting. And
did you have a good time shopping? Good.
And then when my kids come back from California and Chicago, they all enjoy coming.
Great.
Here too. Nathan lives in San Diego.
I made my 25-year-old son promise me he doesn't have to do anything in retirement, but if I'm in a wheelchair, he's got to wheel me through the market.
Absolutely.
Every spring.
Absolutely.
That's his duty.
It's good.
To bring me to the market.
Well, thank you, ladies,
thank
for doing
you.
This.
Enjoy the rest of your visit.
Yeah. Thanks for
we'll
coming back,
okay.
Lynn. Great
You're
stories.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.